Marijuana growers use a lot of pesticides, especially when these plants are grown indoors. But a growing number of cannabis farmers and shops are trying to give their customers a satisfying high without the downer of pesticide-related environmental or health risks. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt has more.
Walking into Kirsten Cook's marijuana shop, you might not notice much difference from other cannabis stores. But look closer, and you'll see the reclaimed wooden countertops, the reusable glass jars, and then there's the menu.
Is there a flower favorite for the month?
Yeah, Face Off OG.
Gorge Greenery in Hood River, Oregon lives up to its name. It's greener than many marijuana shops out there. Owner Kirsten Cook sells only sustainable products.
We're right now in an industry that's just booming and consuming, and I think that we just have to be a little more progressive thinking in both health and sustainability.
She says it's not just the environment at stake. There's not been a lot of research on the health effects of inhaling pesticide residue.
We don't know what pesticide consumption and inhalants is going to do with us in the long term. I just think that that is absolutely important, and to know, you know, like to not even put yourself at that kind of a risk is a key for us.
The Oregon Health Authority recently recalled two cannabis strains tainted with high levels of pesticide. The strains were sold to 130 customers in McMinnville. Cook says more people are trying to avoid that risk, even when they're indulging in a newly legal drug.
There is always a vice of some sort, and we just want to make sure that we're offering a clean vice.
Legally, the federal government can't label marijuana organic. So other businesses are stepping up to make sure cannabis grown organically is actually green. In Goldendale, Washington, Johnny Vanilla snaps branches off his marijuana plants. Vanilla piles the cannabis branches into a blue plastic bin to weigh.
9.84.
He's been trying for years to use environmentally friendly methods to grow pot, but it wasn't until this fall that his harvest qualified for an organically grown seal of approval.
I've always been more inclined to grow using organic methods, but I found that not everything I was doing would be classified as organic. So I did have to change a few of my processes.
That meant avoiding the use of synthetic pesticides and instead using things like predatory insects and organic oils to fight infestations. Vanilla grows cannabis outdoors, where temperature fluctuations and wind drive away bugs that can plague controlled indoor grow rooms. Growing outdoors also means Vanilla uses sunlight instead of energy-demanding light bulbs.
I don't want to destroy the earth that I'm farming on, for one. I don't want to contribute to global warming. And I want to have the safest product possible.
It costs more for growers to use alternative methods to control pests. Yields can be lower, and that can show up in the prices consumers pay for sustainable cannabis. But Vanilla thinks organically produced marijuana is just going through some of the growing pains that organic food went through a decade ago.
I do believe having it out there in the open for people to see is going to help shift things. 10 years ago, I remember people scoffed at organic food and its high prices, and now if you go to major food stores, there's aisles of organic food.
For Vanilla, the risk of taking a new approach to cannabis farming far outweighs the risk of using unregulated pesticides. I'm Courtney Flatt in Hood River, Oregon.